RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is Jimmy's attempt to troll me one last time. You're just joining us. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes are on tap. Good vibes are headed our way tomorrow. Hurricanes, Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl. Jimmy beat me in our fantasy football championship at WQAM. So he's been rubbing it in all day.
Well, the cream rises to the top.
Got to take my victory lap.
In this case, yeah, you've been doing it all day, jackass. In this case, the cream just sort of found its way at the top. Jimmy had lost like five straight going into the playoffs. I don't know how the hell his team beat me, but he did it. And congrats, Jimmy. Congrats that Derrick Henry had 50 points, single-handedly won you a fantasy football championship.
Thanks, Alana.
Hey, Jimmy, take your lap, man. He's over. He's salty. It's okay. I'm proud of you.
Somebody says, was it a money league? Yes, but I have the money. And now it's up to me to send it to Jimmy. We'll see. We'll see if I do.
They let you hold the bread.
Jesus. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour. Again, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Crowder, any New Year's plans? Are you doing anything tomorrow? I imagine you're going to watch some of the game tomorrow. Yeah.
No, that's pretty much it, because we've been out, you know, we went to Disney, then we went straight to Minnesota after that. We skied and stuff, so we're going to get home tonight late, and then tomorrow is a relax day, and I will be watching our Canes, because I'm on the bandwagon, our Canes beat up on Ohio State.
When it's convenient, and then if Ohio State wins tomorrow, you'll be talking about how, I told you Carson Beck wasn't good enough, and I told you that this team wasn't good enough.
Oh, yeah. I was texting with Maurice Claret earlier. Man, we better get these Canes, boy.
Man, you'll name drop so quickly, bro.
Yeah, you know, me and Mo go way back.
You saw your boy Marcus Freeman is staying at Notre Dame?
Yes. And I could have, if there was betting line on it, I could have bet it. He loves Notre Dame. We've been up there three times now because, you know, Ryan Clark's son played for him. And we kind of, you know, he's the reason I wear all the Notre Dame stuff because he gives me stuff all the time. But he loves Notre Dame. And I think he will be an amazing NFL coach one day, but I think he wants to ride this thing out because he got him back on top. Single-handedly got him back in the conversation of national championship contender.
You think he'll be in the NFL one day? Really?
Oh, I guarantee it.
Oh, okay.
Guarantee he'll be a head coach in the NFL.
Where would he have left, though? What, like to Michigan? Was that the spot he would have left to now?
No, the Giants.
Oh, you think he would have taken an NFL job now?
I think he would have been an NFL head coach next year if he wanted to be.
Wow.
I really do believe that. But I don't know. To the question about Michigan, I don't think he leaves Notre Dame to go to another school. Even like the LSU, we talk about their best job, LSU and all that, Ohio State. He's going to be at Notre Dame until he goes to the league. And just knowing him, talking to him, knowing how he thinks, like he's a he is Notre Dame, though. He's so damn famous in South Bend. Yeah. It's crazy how famous he is up there.
Well, there's nothing else to do. I mean, literally, you got Notre Dame, and that's it.
Yeah, you're telling me. I've been there three times. We interview him, and then I sit in a hotel and watch Forensic Files for 8 hours.
I've got a cousin that lives in South Bend, and like he'll just go on a random Wednesday night, go watch Notre Dame women's hockey, because like, well, what else are we going to do? So we're taking the fam over there.
Got in one night. It was late. We interviewed him the next morning when we did is it Jeremiah Love? Yeah, Jeremiah Love's the running back. Smith is the guy from at Ohio State. And it was like 10 p.m. And I was like, yeah, is there something to eat? They were like, oh, you can go around the corner to Billy's. They have good wings. So I asked the next person, lady at the front desk, hey, man, I'm going to grab something to eat. Yeah, man, you can go around the corner to Billy's. I'm like, so Billy's is the only thing I can eat at right now. Well, there's McDonald's and there's a Billy's. I said, okay, I think I'm going to do Billy's then. Everybody keeps talking about Billy's. And I went to Billy's, and it was a college bar with chicken wings.
What are they? They got Olive Garden in South Bend. I think I hit up the Olive Garden when I was there. They've got Billy's, obviously. They probably got a Chili's as well.
Yeah, but
Crowder, what do you think about this? So I'm having friends over tomorrow night for the game, throwing in a little New Year's Eve party. And I was gonna cook, but I mean, come on, nobody wants to cook on New Year's Eve. So I'm catering Olive Garden.
That's ridiculous.
Bro, I'm catering. You would leave? Why?
I would go and grab something to eat and come back. Catch the second half at your house.
Chicken parm? Who doesn't love a chicken parm?
Me. a big tray, metal tray of chicken parm.
It's like a platter. I got chicken parm. I got baked ziti. I got fettuccine alfredo. I got lasagna. I just got a bunch of platters from Olive Garden. And it comes with the salad. It comes with the breadsticks. I mean, I don't know. I think I nailed it for tomorrow. Jimmy, would you be down? A little chicken parm?
Hell yeah.
You want to come tomorrow, Jimmy?
No.
Yeah, so now you, some of your weird friends, some Federicos are over there. We're digging into the same tray with a melted spatula. Sounds okay until I really break this down. This is disgusting.
Can't wait. Chicken
parm. I'm sharing trays of lasagna with you and your friends. That's terrible.
Nobody can tell me chicken parm, a little baked ziti for New Year's. I mean, that's the best. Before we get out of here, Crowder, I just saw this from BetUSA NBA. The Miami Heat are now betting favorites to be Trae Young's next team. Plus 200. The Kings are second at plus 300. Does that entice you at all, Trae Young?
It's exciting, and it's the guy I want, the quick trigger. Give me the ball. Get the hell out the way. I'm going to make something happen. But we got to talk about Bam not being a one. I don't think he's a one. I don't think Trae could carry a team to a championship. Would it make the team better? Yes. Would I love watching him drop 8 threes a night? I would very much enjoy it. Would that put them back to the Heat I'm used to watching when I was watching the big three? No, it's Trae Young.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, I like the idea of Trae Young sounds good, but what are you going to have to give up to get him? And does that make you significantly better than what you are right now? Not really.
Solana, yeah, I know you. We have to do it, as we always tell you, because you like to get into the nuance of trade and matching money and what do you love to say? The apron. They can't hit the apron.
Well, in order to make trades, I mean, you've got to fall in line with the salary cap. Yes, Crowder, you do.
I understand that. But if we're just saying crazy non-cap world, Bam, Tyler, if you add Trae Young to this roster, that's not moving. Is that moving them to second in the East? No.
Yeah. All right. Hurricanes tomorrow. Crowder, they are a 9.5-point dog at AT&T Stadium, 7:30 p.m. kickoff. Will the Miami Hurricanes cover against Ohio State tomorrow?
Damn. I don't think they win, honestly. And this is not them. This is my bandwagon. I'm still on the bandwagon. I'm cheering for – I'm yelling Garson Beck during the game while I'm watching. I'm cheering for the Canes. I think they can cover. I don't think they're going to win. I think it's going to be close late, and I think the talent of Ohio State's offense is going to get to us. Like Joe just said, man, they literally have 7 to 10 first-rounders on the field between their offense and defense. They are a crazy talented team.
Yeah. No, I mean, they're stacked. What about Oregon? Oregon is a 2.5-point favorite tomorrow playing Texas Tech.
Over until it's 70.
Over. The over-under set at 51.5. 51.5.
Oregon takes it.
Okay. What about Alabama? A 6.5-point dog versus Indiana. These games, by the way, the only game tomorrow at 7:30 is UM. And then all the other games are on the 1st. the first of the new year.
This is my. I put my own kids' money on this. I bet this already. Alabama money line.
Alabama money line. Really?
I put a nice amount. You know, we gamble respectfully on the show, but I put 2 units on Alabama money line.
You're not buying Indiana.
Nope. Right. And Fernando Mendoza and all, yeah, he can play and all that stuff. Ohio State can play where I think Alabama is more physical, and I think they're going to physical the hell out of them.
And then in the Sugar Bowl, the last game on the 1st at 8 p.m., Georgia and Ole Miss, the SEC battle.
Georgia's
a 6.5 point favorite.
Blows them out. Beats them double digits. Covers.
Dolphins, by the way, are 10-point dogs on the road Sunday versus New England. That's a 425. Oh, it's now 10.5. New England, 10.5 point favorite.
Oh, they're covering.
They got to win. They win and Denver loses. They're the one seed.
Yeah, but I think, yeah. Only if they have a big lead late and they try to make sure nobody's hurt. So if they're up by 17 and they pull everybody fourth quarter, and then the Dolphins get a junk touchdown here or there, but the Patriots are winning that game.
Yeah, because Denver plays at the same time. So if that game is close, Chargers-Denver at halftime, they'll keep their starters in. Crowder, Happy New Year to you and the fam.
You too, brother.
Safe travels back to South Florida, and we'll talk to you, I guess, on Monday.
I don't know. I might work this week. Depends on how my stomach feels.
All right.
I ain't working Friday. I know that much.
Yeah.
What's tomorrow? New Year's Eve?
Yeah. Well, we're going to do the show. Hawk and I are going to do the show and Jimmy as well. We're doing the show tomorrow, 2 to 3. I don't know if you're doing the show. We're doing the show tomorrow. We're only on 1 hour. And then on the first.
That's a waste of time.
Yeah. On the first, we're going to do the show at least 2 to 4. Just to recap whatever happened with the Canes. So if you want to join us, you join us. And then Friday, Appel and I will be live from Lone Depot Park. I know you and Hawk are off. Now those are the...
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Those are the plans, ladies and gentlemen. So tune in if you're around. Crowder, Happy New Year.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Jimmy, Solana.
Yes, sir.
A great 2025, because I ain't doing no hour tomorrow. Y'all have a good one.
And doing a better 2026. Have a good one, Crowder. You can get out of here. Jimmy, Happy New Year to you as well. Congratulations on winning the Fantasy Football League. Listeners, Happy New Year to all of you. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 2 to 3. In the next segment, we'll have a replay for you. Josh Appel joined us earlier. It was or is the 25-year anniversary today, the 25-year official anniversary of the last Miami Dolphins playoff victory, 2000 against the Indianapolis Colts. More Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana show continues right here on the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I gave up squirrel meat.
Oh, good for you. That'll be tough to keep.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for our show today. Thank you very much to everybody who joined us on this New Year's Eve. Josh Appel, Aronde Gadsden, Joe Zagacki as well. Don't forget, we'll be live tomorrow, 2 to 3 p.m. for what's going to end up being like a preview to the actual Hurricanes pregame show. That'll begin at 3 p.m. tomorrow. So one final show in 2025, abbreviated, but we will have fun nonetheless. For those who aren't going to tune in over the next couple days because of the new year, on behalf of Hawk, Crowder, myself, and Jimmy, we wish all of you a happy new year, a safe and happy new year. Hurricane Hotline is coming up next. We'll talk to everybody mañana. Adios, Miami.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.